This will be approximately a 20-minute meditation. The ideal time, if there's such a thing, for meditation, I found when I was first starting to meditate in this style, is right about 10 minutes. You start at 5, you work your way up to 10, which happens very quickly, and then sitting for 10, 15, or 20 minutes is ideal. It goes by so very fast, as you'll find out right now. When we meditate, we do exactly what we're doing right now, which I think most of you are doing, is you sit. Choose a chair, couch, the edge of the bed, the floor. Sit with your feet planted firmly on the floor or cross-legged. Comfort is key. Rest your hands gently on your thighs or your knees. Bring the back upright to a very proud posture. Pull the shoulders back a little bit so that the chest pushes out, so that you open up the chest so you can breathe in a little bit more deeply. Breathe out more air. Let the shoulders drop. Yeah, notice your shoulders right now. Most of you will find that the shoulders are up a little high because we carry so much tension. Just let them drop. The head should be centered, chin slightly down, eyes closed, partially open or completely open, your choice. We next do a body scan. We do a body scan to make sure that the body can sit comfortably throughout the meditation. When you do a body scan within that 5, 10, 15, or 20 minute time, you can do it very quickly because once you get to know what you're looking for, you can bring comfort, ease, and stillness to any part of the body. The best way to do a scan is to bring your attention to the lowest point in your body, down to the feet, and simply wiggle the toes. You've just separated from your thoughts and brought your full attention to your body. Now bring that attention very slowly up the body and inspect each and every part of the body. You can either do it very slowly as your attention goes through each part of the body all the way to the crown of your head, or you can go to specific parts of the body that you notice right now are sending you signals. If you feel some discomfort in the legs, move them. Make small physical adjustments. If you feel discomfort in the back, adjust your back accordingly. If you have tightness in the neck, then roll your head, roll your neck, let go of that tension. Once we've inspected the body and we're somewhat confident that the body is relaxed and still, it's comfortable, then bring to mind this thing called an intention. When you sit and practice mindfulness meditation, you want to have a goal. The goal can be about becoming calm, about becoming relaxed, letting go of something, letting go of the need to obsess and stress about things. Let go of a habit that you have that serves no positive purpose. Learn how to be more present. Embrace more joy and happiness within your life. Learn to let go of the past. Learn to live in the present. These are all wonderful intentions, and all you have to do is take one of these simple sentences, I wish to be, or I wish to remove, and complete either sentence in any way that's appropriate for you. That is your intention. You say it once within your mind. You could say it twice or three times, even say it out loud if you wish. You use the same intention each time you sit. It's a journey. Each day we progress, we take one step closer to achieving that intention. Until one day, you notice you've made it, you achieved it. Or until one day that you notice, maybe your mind tells you there's another intention that's more important, and then it's time to switch intentions. And if you're really not too sure what your intention is, may I recommend using the intention, I wish to be calm. May I be calm. May I be relaxed. Any of these three works. Once you've set your intention, then gently breathe in. Breathe in through your nostrils. Breathe out through your nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. When the breath has left you, stay there just for a second or two, and then breathe in again. Don't hold the breath between the in-breath and out-breath. Simply breathe in and breathe out. You do this for at least 11 times. You can do it up to 21 times. You can do it even throughout the entire meditation if you wish. You're going to find that when you embark on a practice and you sit each day and you do this breathing, at some point you're going to notice something within your mind. That something may take the form of a light, an object, a person, a place, or you simply notice that your mind has calmed, it's become still, very relaxed. When you encounter any of these, you shift your focus from your breath to those elements and just hold your focus on that element for as long as you can, as long as you want. And you're going to notice when you first do this, you won't be able to hold your attention there very long without some thought coming to your mind, or you're going to hear something or feel something and you'll get distracted and you'll lose that focus. This is normal. All you have to do is return to your breath, breathe in, breathe out approximately three times, and look for that element again. It's waiting for you. Arguably, the number one obstacle for people who are learning to meditate or people who have simply been unable to build a practice is that they cannot calm their mind. They can't quiet their mind. Even right now, some, if not most of you, are thinking about things that you need to do, things that you want to do. You're thinking about something in the future or something in the past. This is normal. All you need to do is just notice whatever you're thinking about. Bring your focus back to your breath. Imagine your breath can take that thing, that thought, and pull it away. And then release it. And do it as many times as necessary until you find that you're letting go of that attachment to that thought. There are these moments where we can literally say, ah. We find the body very relaxed, the mind calm to some extent. It's a beautiful feeling. something that many of us have not experienced in a long time. The more you do this, the calmer the mind becomes, the longer you can be within this state, till you get to a point where on a daily basis, a good part of the day, your mind is very peaceful, very calm. And there's very little, if nothing at all, that can take you away from that. On the most difficult of days, when your mind is so active, you're stressed, something happened in the day, these are the days to really sit. If you've already sat in the morning, then sit again just for 5 or 10 minutes. And then focus on your breath. Take deeper in breaths, deeper out breaths, and let go of whatever is troubling your mind. Stay within this moment and just focus on your breath. Just for a few moments, maybe a couple of minutes, and notice the power, the beauty of the breath. It can be very helpful to the person who is new to meditation, who meditates infrequently, to imagine themselves as they meditate, sitting somewhere that is not where you're currently seated for meditation, but someplace that you find it very peaceful, very conducive for meditation. Some people imagine the beach, others somewhere out in an open area in nature, on a beautiful grass field, maybe somewhere around the woods. Imagine yourself now one of those places, in any place where you find peace, you find calm, stillness, you find that you can truly relax and let go. Feel yourself seated in this place. and notice whatever it is that helps you to let go. Maybe there's the view of the ocean. Maybe there's the view of snow-capped mountains, beautiful tall trees. Big open spaces of grass, rolling hills, and flowers. Wherever it is, notice that there is peace within this area. Allow with each in-breath to breathe in a sense of calm, sense of stillness, sense of letting go with each out-breath. Some of us will be in a place where there's no cars, no traffic, no loud sounds from the big cities. All that noise and hyperactivity is very distant. But if you're one that finds peace within this, there's nothing wrong with that. Use it. Where does calm and stillness, peacefulness exist within your body? Notice your body in this moment. Notice the different parts of the body that have let go of any tension, any stress, any tightness. It may even help you to notice other parts of the body that are still holding on to this. Go to it, notice it. Help that part of the body to let go. Notice your breathing. You may notice that the breathing has become very calm, very steady. Notice with each in-breath and each out-breath how different parts of the body are affected. They're touched. This is one of the most beautiful moments of a meditation where you can be your own doctor and notice parts of the body that you need to bring attention to learn to relax, to let go. Take an inventory now and notice all the positive elements within your body and mind. Notice the body at rest, the body relaxed. Notice any positive elements in the mind. Maybe you can notice that it's calmed, let go of specific thoughts. Maybe you notice that the dialogue in the mind is calmed down, quieted down, the volume is lower. Whatever positive elements that you can notice, whatever you can feel in this moment that feels good to you, imagine taking those elements and reconnecting with them each day. And experiencing them multiplying. Let this guide you in a commitment to a daily practice. We're going to take a nice deep in breath now, a nice deep cleansing breath. Please breathe in deeply. Nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses. Sense of touch. Sense of taste. Sense of smell. Sense of hearing. And finally, the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly begin to open them.